The purpose of this show is solely to provide information for you to make your own decisions on the subjects that are presented. Welcome to the Ben Armstrong Show, folks. The purge of MAGA. It's already happening, and it's happening right now. And I have a warning. A warning. I'm not trying to issue this warning, but it's the truth. Election winners that win, that are MAGA candidates, they probably will face arrest. This is not a joke. And I don't think it would happen instantaneously that they win an election and then boom, oh, they're arrested. Things don't happen instantaneously, but then when you look back, it happens actually quicker than people realize. Things have already happened quicker than they realize. You realize the purge has already happened. They've already purged MAGA with the, and they knew this on purpose, the vaccine mandate was a way to try to purge MAGA. They're purging MAGA out of the military, out of hospitals, out of really the economy is what they've tried to do. But now, if that doesn't work, they also want to arrest people. And you have 50 Trump supporters that were raided, apparently, by the FBI that in a very short period of time, they've already ramped it up. And if that was my evidence, that would not be enough. I understand. Although it should be actually enough because it's happening. But you have to factor in that Joe Biden, in his Hitler speech that he gave, laid it out that they're going to be coming after MAGA. What's that? Trump supporters. And I know he tries to walk it back. When he walked it back, understand, the walk back really is what they're going to do is they're going to go after the people who are elected officials that ran under the MAGA banner, and they're going to somehow try to paint them as a terrorist. Someone who is an insurrectionist, even if they didn't participate in anything, they're going to do something. I don't know exactly what. They've got something planned because they wouldn't put that speech out there. That was an official White House speech, not a political speech. And it was Biden saying, I'm going to use, with Marines standing behind him, the power of the government to come after you. Now, it's the people who wrote the speech for Biden, which is even worse, because it's basically saying, it's Washington, D.C. saying, we're coming for you. And what I am frustrated at is that even though they say it, even though they say it to your face that they're going to come for you, the people on my side, the Republicans, are like, oh, Ben, you're crazy. You're crazy just because they say they're going to come and arrest you, just because they say they want to destroy your jobs and they don't want you in the economy. And they said it even before Trump was out of office, by the way. The media was saying this stuff. They've wanted to purge Trump supporters. Just because they say it doesn't mean they'll do it, except for they're already doing it. Just because they arrest Giuliani and try to do whatever they can, and Steve Bannon, and they went after all sorts of people. I'm going blank on some of the people's names, but tons of prominent people who worked in the White House with Donald Trump. They have used the FBI to harass and come after them. And you say, well, it's just going to be them. No. Just because they hired IRS agents and basically doubled the IRS, and they're going to do it to come after you, and you know they are, and they're arming them and creating their own little IRS army because they're going to come after you by attacking you financially, you could be completely innocent. That's not the point. They are going, you didn't vote for the Democrats? Worse than that, you speak out against the government being corrupt? Oh, you think the government's going to be corrupt? We'll show you corruption. We'll show a corrupt IRS and show you how corrupt we can be. And we're going to shove that IRS on you. And we're going to bankrupt you if you try to fight us. And they're foreshadowing it. They're not even foreshadowing. They're telling you they're going to do this to you. They're telling you to your face. And I know people will be like, oh, you're over the top, or they don't want to believe it, or why can't you talk about something positive? Folks, I am an optimistic person. But let me ask you, do you want me to be like a lot of other hosts? And there's a lot of people that will do this. I got to be optimistic. Optimism brings more people. It does. I know it does. If I was to give you, we're going to crush them in November, then these people that have committed all these crimes, they're actually going to be held responsible and they're going to be put in prison for the crimes they've committed. If I were to tell you that, people would love it. But I'm not a liar and I'm not an ear tickler. And there's a whole bunch of people that are telling you what you want to hear. They're telling you what you want to hear and they're tickling your ears. And in the end, you're going to hate them for it. And right now you don't like what I'm saying. And right now you won't like that I'm right. You won't hate me, hopefully, but you won't like, you don't want to hear what I'm saying. In the end, you will respect me 1,000 times more than any of those people that tickle your ears and try to tell you things they know isn't true, but they're just doing it because they know that's what you want to hear, and they're afraid that you'll get mad at them if they told you what they really think inside. I never do that. I tell you the truth. And there are times when I seem like the most pessimistic person, and there are times where I seem like I'm the most optimistic person. Most people who have watched me haven't seen me be the optimistic person unless they used to listen to me on the radio when Trump first got in office, and my because it was the truth. I was super optimistic. People thought I was the most optimistic person in the world. Now people think I'm the most pessimistic. It was the reality of what was in the news at the time and what I was optimistic about and how the economy and what Trump and how I said Trump's going to do these things and the economy is going to do. I was right. I'm right now. They're not messing around. I keep trying to wake people up to this fact that America has been overthrown. Our elections were overthrown. And when you see that in any other country, I know what happens next. This is one of them. You arrest your political enemies. And just individual people, you have to send messages to the masses to shut them up, to send a message to the whole nation that, yeah, everybody knows we stole the election. You better not say anything. You better shut up or you're going to pay the consequences. And you better say we're legitimate, and you better applaud when we walk into the room. Applaud, applaud when we walk into the room. That's how they feel. And that is how the Democrat Party feels. Yeah, they know they stole the election. They know more than even, I think Republicans have more doubt that the election was stolen than Democrats. That is not, I'm not just saying that. I mean that sincerely. I think Republicans have more doubts that the election was stolen than Democrats do. Democrats know for sure the election was stolen. This is why they're so emphatic about not letting anyone say anything about it and why they censor everything about it and use big tech to censor anything, because they know for sure that they stole the election. It's the Republicans who are in doubt that the election was stolen, not the Democrats. Goodness gracious. But the Democrats know for sure. And the Democrats are saying, you better applaud. You better applaud when we do whatever we do. And anyone who dissents and doesn't bow down and bend knee will be arrested, or their job will be taken away, and we will starve you to death. Yeah, we're afraid to put you into a gas chamber right now because that's too much Nazi-esque. Give us a few years. Maybe we'll do it then. But right now, we'll just starve you to death. Folks, I'm not exaggerating. And I know some people think I am. Well, you're not paying attention if you don't. Evil people always tell you what they're going to do. They always hint at what they're about to do. Here's Dr. Gina from Dr. Gina Primetime. She understands this is real and this is happening. And the purge is already happening, folks. It's going to get way worse after the election. And if there's a red wave, I'm warning MAGA candidates. I don't know how long it takes. I always think, because I can see these things coming, I always think they happen faster than they do. Understand, it might drag out before they start arresting the people that have won. Eventually, maybe a year in, or maybe they'll do it right away. Maybe it'll be just a few weeks. I don't know. But eventually, I do know. Before the 2024 elections come around, They will be getting rid of people who are MAGA who won seats and just ousting them. And it won't matter that there's no evidence. They framed Donald Trump when he was the sitting president. Do you understand? I said if they get away with that, then they'll know they can do anything. If they can frame the sitting president and get away with it, even though they got caught and nothing happened to them, they can oust a little House representative anytime they want. And they will. I know it's a bold prediction. It's not that bold. Any country that's had their elections overthrown, this kind of thing happens next. I don't know why everyone thinks it's not happening as it's happening. Here's Dr. Gina to tell you it's happening.
The purge of MAGA patriots is happening right here in America. Steve Bannon announced on War Room that at least 35 people close to the president were raided or served with subpoenas in the past few days. And attorney Harmeet Dhillon, who represents some of them, says that number is closer to 50. But as I said, the media is obsessed with the death of Queen Elizabeth as the DOJ is exponentially ramping up this purge of their own political enemies. And Democrat Senator Mark Warner says that attacks on our democracy don't come from terrorists anymore. They come from J6 insurrectionists. The chairman of the Senate Intel Committee, Democrat Mark Warner, did the Sunday shows yesterday to compare Trump supporters to 9/11 terrorists and to remind everyone the real threat to our democracy is those evil election denying insurrectionists. Check it out.
And our country came together. And in many ways, we defeated the terrorists because of the resilience of the American public, because of our intelligence community. And we are safer, better prepared. The stunning thing to me is here we are 20 years later, and the attack on the symbol of our democracy was not coming from terrorists, but it came from literally insurgents attacking the Capitol on January 6th.
He's saying you're an insurgent. You're a terrorist. But why are they throwing this rhetoric out there right before an election? Because they know if they lose some of these election spots in which they can't control, they're going to cheat and steal seats. Trust me, that's going to happen. There's some areas in which they can't steal the seat. And they're letting you know those will be considered insurgents. They're election deniers. They will be asked, do you condemn January 6th? Then you're an insurgent. That's probably how they'll do it. They don't condemn it. See, they're an enemy of the state. They're committing treason just by being here. They got elected by MAGA. Who cares? You think I'm joking? Why wouldn't they do that? Seriously, you tell me why they wouldn't do that. When your Republican governors have been too wimpy to do jack squat about the FBI, the FBI is going to come in and start arresting people in these states. I've warned the governors. You better actually use your constitutional power. The FBI actually doesn't have much power. The states allow the FBI to operate in their states. You can kick them out anytime you want. And if you don't do it now, after the election, they're coming in and they're arresting people. And the IRS is going to come in too. And your governors that are of the Republican state should be protecting its citizens from a tyrannical, overthrown federal government. And they should say, see, our forefathers already knew that this could happen, that we could have a federal government that ignores the Constitution, becomes power hungry, and tries to overthrow all the states and just makes all the states obey the federal government. This is why they had states, to try to stop that from happening. But if you have a bunch of Republicans that don't want to do their job as governor and don't want to do their job as attorney general and don't want to stand up to the federal government, then it's over. And right now, the only one that might do anything would be DeSantis. And I don't even think he'll do anything. Not against this. Even though it should be easy. Because remember, Mar-a-Lago happened in Florida under DeSantis. DeSantis didn't do anything. He didn't say, you did this to President Trump? You have just openly shown that you're coming after your political enemies? You're not operating in my state anymore. Who are these FBI agents? Who approved this in my state? What FBI agents carried this out in my state? Why wasn't he doing that? Because that's what it takes. It's too late. Your elections were already overthrown. And if you win in an election, they ain't letting go of power. Once someone overthrows a country's elections, they don't come out of power unless they are removed. And I'm not calling for us to have a military coup or anything. Our founding father set it up so that we can legally stop a federal government that's been overthrown through our states. Legally. With constitutional powers. And our governors don't believe that the purge is happening. This is what I'm saying. People say, oh, I know the purge. I know they're coming. No, you don't really. No, I do. Because I get called a crazy man. And my hair's on fire. Oh, everyone is way below where they should be. I'm at where we should be, and people should be more than where I'm at. Governors should be way more than where I'm at. And they're not even close to where I'm at. It's the end, folks. It's the end of America. I'm watching it happen, and I am trying with every ounce of my power to wake up governors to let them know you're letting America die. You're not standing up to a tyrannical federal government. If you're waiting for winning elections in November, if you think that's going to do anything, you're an idiot. It ain't going to do jack squat. Let me give you all your fantasy scenario governors that don't want to do anything. All you Republicans in the states that actually have power that don't want to use your power to actually protect your citizens. Okay, we win in a red wave and take the House. What happens now? The House does hearings. Wow. Can they arrest people? No. Can they force anything? No. What can they do? They can investigate. Okay, they investigate. They find a whole bunch of crimes. Tons of stuff comes out. They refer it to the Department of Justice, who is the ones who are committing the crimes. Are they going to arrest themselves? No. Is the FBI going to do anything? No. So what are you going to get? Blah, blah, blah for 2 years with no action, nothing. And as they're blah, blah, blahing, the FBI is going to be arresting Trump supporters. MAGA is going to be arrested. Anyone who supported Donald Trump. People are going to be continued to be purged. The IRS is going to be arresting people in your state. They are going to be coming after you and laughing the whole time as you talk about it in a committee. So does the November elections taking the House do anything to prevent this from happening? No, they've overthrown the federal government. Only the states can do something. I want us to have the House. I understand that. But the people in the House are in a federal government with a bureaucracy that has, they're in Washington, D.C., the heart of the beast. We need the states to stand up to D.C. The stopping this corruption doesn't happen from within D.C. and then go out. That will never happen. Never in a million years. The only way you stop it is the states stop the beast of D.C. How much more passion can I give you to make you understand? I don't care. I don't care what anyone thinks. I don't care if they think I'm wrong. I know what I'm talking about. I have seen this. I know it's going to come. And I'm not saying they don't do it all in one day. I'm not saying, okay, the Republicans win and they pick up seats and they take control of the House. That can very well happen. I'm not saying they're arrested the very next day, but you're going to start hearing stuff and they're eventually going to get some people and start removing some people from seats. And they can take 2 years if they want to. I'm sounding an alarm and it sounds like it's going to happen tomorrow. No, I'm not saying that. But if you don't, I'm sounding alarm because if you don't stop it now, it's too late when you realize, holy crap, it's happened. And here's the point. It's happening right now. And nobody cares. Well, you're not being arrested, so why should you care? That's exactly what the people in Germany said. Well, I'm not being arrested yet. And then they always said, well, I might not ever get arrested. Well, great. If you have that attitude, we're toast. More from Dr. Gina.
Comparing MAGA Republicans to the 9/11 terrorists is even a step up from what Biden said, believe it or not, this last week in his red sermon.
Donald Trump and the MAGA Republicans represent an extremism that threatens the very foundations of our republic.
So one thing is for sure, the Biden DOJ and the fascist Democrats in power are willing to do anything to destroy their opposition before the red wave they see coming in November.
Okay, I'm going to pause it there. She's doing a fantastic job. Here's the one slight mistake. It's not about before November. Yeah, they're doing what they can before the November. I don't just look at that. I'm looking at after November. If we're still around and the economy hasn't complete, I mean, the world's going to crap thanks to the globalists and the globalist left. But if we're still around and it's after November, I am telling you, these people aren't coming out of power and they're not going to allow you to vote them out of power. That's not how it works. But you know, this is where people don't believe me. Oh, the Democrat Party, they're not like all the other evil parties around the world, except for they're exactly like them and share all the exact same beliefs. But they wouldn't act like them. You know why they haven't acted like the rest of the corrupt, evil political parties around the world, the way you're picturing it, like a tyrannical regime like communists do wherever they go? Because they weren't allowed. Because there was Republicans that they knew actually might stand up. They were afraid that they couldn't get away. They thought, I can't get away with it. Now they know they can get away with it. The framing of Donald Trump and then getting away with it, I always told people, if they get away with this, they will now know that they can do anything they want. Here's the thing. They could have done this when Obama was president. They just didn't know it. I did. I used to tell people, I am so shocked Obama's not doing more than what he had done. He could have done all this and got away with it 100%. They don't know still how much they can get away with. I do. I know we're not doing jack squat. And I know that they could just come and arrest every single candidate tomorrow. They could. That's running before the elections. Arrest them and put them in jail and say, you're not running anymore. And nothing would happen. Nothing would happen. People would complain. I can't believe they arrested all the Republicans. Can you believe they arrested all the Republicans? We need a Senate committee hearing on this. We need a committee hearing. What if I were to tell you that they were going to raid President Trump's house and they're looking for anything to try to throw him into prison? What if I were to tell you that they were going to do... Oh, wait a minute. They did do that. But you're not awake to it. You think you're awake to it. Are you? Because if you're awake to it, you'd be saying things the way I'm saying. So some of you are, but most of you are not saying. Most of you think I'm a crazy man. Well, then you're not awake. You're asleep. If you think I'm a crazy man, you're asleep. I told you, I'm not sugarcoating things. This is not what you want to hear. I'm not going to please you and tell you what you want to hear. I just gave you the truth. If you like truth, spread it. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except through him. That's the biggest truth of all. See ya! If you like what you're hearing on my show, consider watching The Daniel Natale Show, which is presented by The New American at thenewamerican.com. Daniel Natale will go into all sorts of stuff at a very intellectual, high intellectual level. And I love how he does things. You should check it out. So think of it as the intelligence agency bureau for people to go to. It's really unique, really cool, and very intellectual. If you're into that, you will love it. So check out The Daniel Natale Show at thenewamerican.com.